With millions of users in only weeks, the augmented reality game Pokemon Go has become wildly popular. Now, players across the country are running around with the phone game that sends them to real-life locations. WSHU's Katie Toth went out pokey hunting in New Haven, where players say the game is connecting them to their communities.
Just a bit of a primer on Pokemon Go. The game is based on the hit 90s cartoon, which was about two kids who run around capturing mythical animals in Pokeballs and training the animals to battle each other. Now the game lets you be the trainer. But before you can battle the animals, you've got to catch them. That's why I'm about to head out with these guys.
My name is Daniel O'Rourke.
My name is Michael Eskridge.
Eskridge and O'Rourke leave their stuff at Elm City Games, a local board game cafe, so they can run out with me and catch a Pokemon called a Koffing.
All right, so right now what I've got is on my radar. It's the outline of a Koffing. Since I haven't found it yet, it's grayed out. I just happen to know what they look like. And the number of footsteps tells me how far away it is. Since it's only two footsteps, it means it's close.
We're pacing back and forth on the street, trying to see where the Koffing will show up on their phones. That's when a few strangers walk by, also with their phones out.
Hello?
Somehow Eskridge can just tell. They're playing the game too.
Hey!
Like a not-so-secret handshake, they ask O'Rourke the question all Pokefans are asking. What team are you on?
Yellow.
There's three teams. Yellow, blue, red.
For some reason, there's a rivalry between the three different teams.
Even though they're completely arbitrary.
It's completely arbitrary, but yellow's the wrong team to join. Apparently.
These strangers clearly are not yellow. They make some lighthearted smack talk and keep moving. Eskridge and O'Rourke say moments like this have been happening all day.
So did you guys know each other before?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Although,
however, we have met tons of people
who are just playing. And then you end up talking about the game and where you're going and what you're doing. I actually ended up talking to a visiting couple for about 45 minutes just over the game and then about points of interest in New Haven.
Molly Sauter, who studies online activism and digital politics at McGill University, says short, real-world interactions like these are one of the things that make augmented reality games like Pokemon Go so cool.
I say from personal experience that, like, when you have something that you know you have in common with someone else, and it's an activity, then it's so much easier to just say hello to them and sort of exchange information.
People who play Pokemon tell me in these moments they feel like they're breaking down social barriers, getting to know their neighbors in a new way. And that cuts through some of the coldness of modern cities. And Sauter says there's another way people are falling in love with their cities through Pokemon Go. You see, the game forces you to go to local landmarks to get candy, Pokemon, eggs, or other game benefits. And that's leading people to take a closer look at parts of their cities that they might have just walked by.
Getting you outside and getting you walking around different communities and different places, that's a really valuable thing to say, like, this is part of what has happened in this community and it's important that we remember.
This is the kind of urban exploration O'Rourke and Eskridge say they've seen in New Haven.
You end up exploring your own hometown
in ways that you never knew.
Because,
like, I started wandering around my own neighborhood, and the whole point is Pokestops will be like landmarks or small little places. And so it's like, oh, I didn't know this library was here, or there's like a monument to this thing here.
Right.
It's also the kind of urban exploration that Matt Fantastic is banking on. He's a co-owner of Elm City Games, the games cafe where O'Rourke and Eskridge just left their stuff.
We're getting to meet new people that are maybe didn't know we existed.
They're playing Pokemon Go too, and they're setting up lures within the game that make more Pokemon appear near the cafe.
If you drop a lure, that's something you can spend like a real money on, and it makes a bunch more Pokemon appear around that for a half hour and for everyone, not just like yourself.
Fantastic says he's seen the lures coax game fans to stop by.
I don't know that it's necessarily translated to a measurable bump in sales specifically, so to speak, but we're definitely getting people, you know, popping their heads in and stuff like that. It's super weird that this dumb, yet incredibly fun game, it's really creating these like instant communities, and people that would never talk to each other otherwise are connecting on this thing.
Elm City Games isn't alone. According to Forbes magazine, businesses across the country are advertising that you can catch Pokemon near them. It remains to be seen how they'll wield this new Poke power, or if the social interactions that we have over Pokemon right now die down when the novelty wears off. But for now, O'Rourke and Eskridge and I don't have time to philosophize. We're busy. We've got to catch them all. Katie Toth, WSHU News.